Nello?
This is Rachel with a call back from customer support. And how can I help
you? Yes, ma'am. Hold on 1 second. Let me find what I'm looking for here. I just hit my hand. Yeah, I've got a charge on my credit card bill for something that I did not order from y'all. Let's see. Well, where's it at? There we go. You're with Extraordinary Quality something? Is that correct?
I have to get information pulled up from our system, sir. We provide customer service to about 400 online companies.
Okay.
If you'd please provide your zip code.
It's 76527.
All right, thank you. 765. All right, thank you, sir. Please provide your first and last name.
First name's Mitch. Last name Gower, G-O-W-E-R.
Okay, G-O-W. Okay, thank you. And is that zip code, sir, a shipping zip code?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you get our call center number?
It was actually on the bill, on the credit card statement.
Okay.
And then I also got it when I called to ask the credit card about it. They gave me it to the same number as well.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything. Well, of course, I did put in the zip code, but I didn't pull up your name, and I tried putting in just your first and last name that you provided, and it didn't access any records, so let's see. Is Mitch short for another name?
Well, Mitchell, yes, Mitchell. Yes, but I can't remember which one I used, but.
Okay, thank you, and I'll just try Mitchell. Okay, I didn't access anything with Mitchell Gower either, G-O-W-E-R.
Hmm.
This would have been an online transaction.
Yes, it's an online deal. Yeah, I think I got scammed is what I think I got done. Yeah, and they may just have y'all's number. I'm not sure if you even represent them or they just put your number on there. So,
you can follow back up with your bank, but I didn't pull up anything with the zip code on your name unless you want to try searching with your email address.
Yeah, I guess you could try that because they did email me, but it's pretty long. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, it's Florence, like the city Florence, and Grain, G-R-A-I-N, like wheat or oats.
Okay.
So Florence Grain, and it's at Embark Mail, which is spelled EmbarkMail.com.
Okay. So Florence Grain at EmbarkMail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's a really long email.
Okay, that's fine. I got it in there, but I didn't pull up any records though with that email address.
Okay. Well, that's odd. Let me make sure I've got the number I dialed is 866-205-8329. Is that y'all's number?
It might be, sir. We provide customer service
for a lot of people. Okay.
Company.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I can tell you, I have to get back to my credit card then and cancel have them take it off as fraud or something.
Yeah,
I bought one deal from them and then they charged me for something else later that I didn't buy.
Okay.
Although I haven't even got the first deal I bought, so I think they're both a scam.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I guess that's probably all we can do.
That's all that I could do, sir. I didn't pull up anything with that information. And
well, it should have been attached to one of those.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for trying.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye.